This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There are some 4,900 AM radio stations in this country. In fact, you may be listening to this program on one of them. That said, the AM radio audience has long been shrinking. That's because of new technologies that compete for audience or even interfere with the AM signal. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, the FCC is now proposing changes it hopes will give AM a boost.
AM radio once played a central role in American life. The family would gather around the Philco to hear the latest Western.
And Wheaties present Joel McRae in Tales of the Texas Rangers.
The transistor radio was where baby boomers first heard the Beatles and other top 40 hits.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, WCFL Capsule Countdown on Chicago 10.
Telling like it.
And of course, there's no better way to take in a ball game.
Here's the pitch on the way. He swings and fouls it off. It'll reach the seats over back of the Tiger dugout. And the man from Walla Walla will take that one home.
But the AM band is not what it used to be. According to the Federal Communications Commission, in the mid-1980s, AM radio still claimed about 30% of the nation's radio listening hours. By 2010, that had dwindled to 17%, and among younger listeners, the number is just 4%. Part of the problem, says FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai, is that the AM signal is getting increasingly hard to hear.
Whether you're outside and you're getting interference from a power line, or you're inside and everything from the bulbs in your house to the cable box on top of your TV send out signals that conflict with the AM radio signal. And so for broadcasters who are trying to reach an audience, it's more and more difficult for them to do that.
Pai and other commissioners are proposing a number of fixes for the interference problem, including making it easier for AM stations to move their signal to the FM band. They've also proposed modifying the rules that require many AM stations to power down at night. Pai says AM radio is an important source of information, especially during an emergency, such as a natural disaster. Keeping the medium thriving is also important for minority broadcasters, two-thirds of whom broadcast on AM. Pai also admits to some nostalgia of his own.
I still remember almost 25 years ago listening to the KLKC 1540 AM broadcast of my high school basketball championship game in 1987 when my mom wouldn't allow me to go to the game in person, so I had to go into my room sulking a little bit and tune it to 1540, and I listened to the broadcast that way.
That station, KLKC in Parsons, Kansas, still broadcasts high school sports, as its general manager, Brandon Nivens. He says his station is taking other steps to increase its listening audience, including streaming its signal on the Internet.
Getting into the online aspect of it really helps a lot. We actually stream our AM station online, so that kind of helps reach into the digital realm and kind of get a younger demographic that way.
The station, like many in rural America, is tied to its community through local news and providing services, including a swap show.
Good morning. You're on Trading Post.
Yes, thank you. This is a lady with the cons.
Yes.
They're fresh pecans. They're right off our tree, more or less.
Right. And they're already shell-cracked and cleaned.
Yes.
It's this kind of intimate connection AM broadcasters have with their listeners, says the FCC's Pai, that makes revitalizing the AM band important.
Whether it's the long-haul trucker who got used to listening to a station as he or she drove across the country, to the kids who listen to baseball games on warm summer nights, there's something about AM radio that I think is really embedded in our national culture. And so long as I have a perch here at the FCC, I hope to advocate for that to continue.
Not all of AM radio is struggling. In fact, 5 of the top 10 revenue-producing stations are on the AM dial. That's one reason Dennis Wharton of the National Association of Broadcasters is optimistic and supportive of the FCC's proposals.
There's a lot to be said for AM radio, and the challenges are purely related to interference. If we can get those resolved, the industry's going to boom.
The FCC is gathering public comments on the proposed rule changes and may vote on them by next spring. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.